the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. And I want to let everybody know today that the Word of God is absolutely accurate. It's absolutely accurate. Looking into the Word of God, we find, amen, hundreds of years before, amen, that the psalmist, amen, he testified and he wrote, amen, of what was going to happen to Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. That's specific. We serve a specific God. So I'm going to tell you what other scripture was being fulfilled here in this moment. Isaiah 53 is another one. He hath no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should behold him. He was despised and rejected of men. Amen. He was despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Amen. If you look under that, that word esteemed means value. They didn't value him, amen, for who he was, because they didn't recognize him for who he is. Does anybody ever feel undervalued? Sure, we do. Absolutely. We all do at some point in our life. But Jesus Christ at this point, amen, he was undervalued by society. He came into his own, and his own knew him not. They didn't recognize him. And then scripture goes on to say this in Isaiah. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. But he was wounded for our transgression. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. I want to tell the church this, that God is a healing God. He's a saving God. He's a redeeming God. He is a God that's able to reach into the life of the most miserable wretch and pick you up out of the gutter muck that you're lying in and plant your feet on solid ground. We serve a God today that can pull the most vilest perpetrator out of their act of vilest sin, and he can redeem you in a moment. Circle.
Listen to me today. He came to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those that were bound. In other words, he put across that mark tetelestai. When the devil wants to remind you of your failure, all you've got to do, Sister Madison, is tell him, you look at that cross right there. Put it right there. It can't nobody accuse you of what happened before you come to the Lord. Can't nobody bring up him in a past lifestyle and past problem. Oh, listen to me. There are some in this place that are living lives of condemnation. What you're not looking at is the power of the cross. Some of you right now that are going through things in your life, amen, and you're thinking, I ain't good enough, amen, I failed God too many times, I've struggled with things, I've struggled with issues, I might be a preacher, amen, I might have pastored a church, but people don't know the failure here and the failure here, amen, but I want you to know, Brother Mason, I know what they are, amen, because I'm a man, amen, I do things here and here, oh, that nobody can see, but God himself can see. But let me give you a good word from God. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter whether you just thought it. It doesn't matter whether you dreamed about it. Jesus said, I'm going to put it right there. I'm going to put it right there. And can't nobody get into your life. Can't nobody get into your background. Can't nobody, oh my, if that don't exist. understand the gospel. Preach, amen, with eloquency of speech, but in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you today about the power of the cross. I want to tell you about how far mercy goes. I want to tell you that the devil is a liar, and you can live victoriously, and you don't have to hope. said, I'm going to fix it all. Said he blotted out the handwriting. Amen. He looked upon the prison wall. Amen. Where it was written guilty. Philip Cook is guilty. Philip Cook is bound for a devil's hell. Philip Cook has messed up and he's failed God. Amen. And Jesus Christ made his way on the scene. And he took a stand. Ten last time. Amen. On the sin. And I was redeemed. And the price was paid. And the debt was paid. Oh my, I want you to understand today the power of the blood of the Lamb. Something. You don't know about the power of the cross of Calvary. You don't know about the Jesus that I serve. You don't know how wretched Peter was. You didn't know the man that Jesus called Satan. Let me tell you something. He failed God so miserably that he denied him three times. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he goes on to say, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among. This John, amen, had an understanding and a revelation of Jesus Christ, and he understood the importance of that Word that he cried, Tetelestai. In other words, the debt is paid. They're done. shed and the mercy that was granted and the words that were said, it is finished. And understand.